into it.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday. ¿Qué pasó?
What does that say?
Nothing.
Why?
We exited and go back. Her emails are all gone. Bye, guys.
Okay.
I love you. Bye.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Miss Rose.
Hello. How are ya?
You know I'm pretty okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What made you smile recently? She's having a tough time with technology.
I am. What made me smile recently?
Sorry, I just totally rubbed up on the mic. Sorry.
Last night made me smile. Last night, Zane and Alyssa were very gracious and hosted a little dinner for my husband for his birthday party. So it was very nice. We winded up not doing much. I know I mentioned that Ever's mom wasn't doing well. She passed on Friday night. So it was a very rough. It was a week leading up to it that was really hard on him. And the weekend obviously was just making funeral arrangements and the stress of all of that.
Yeah.
So finishing off that rough weekend and his mother passing last night with a nice dinner with just the family was everything he needed. And it really made me smile. And he wanted to play that specific game. Mm-hmm. He came into the kitchen. He was like, can we play that game? I'm like, go and ask. He's like, I'm not. I said, go and ask.
Like, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Whatever game you want to play, you go ask. So, yeah. What is that?
Chameleon.
Oh.
Incognito?
Yeah. Chameleon. We played Chameleon. That's what he wanted to play. And he went home and he was like, I really needed that. And I was just like, that's so sweet.
That is so sweet.
Thank you guys again for, you know, always hosting with the most things.
Oh my God, of course.
And
game is so much fun. If you guys have never played it.
It's so much fun. I forgot about it too.
Yeah. I know. I didn't know that he loved it so much. That's good to know for when we play games again.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I liked it that much either, but I really enjoyed it.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Basically, really long story short, because I know game instructions can be really not fun to listen to, but there's like a topic, right? And then there's a whole bunch of words on a card. Everyone gets a little card that tells you what word to look at, but someone has a blank card that says you're the chameleon. So they have to kind of blend in, essentially, because chameleons can camouflage and blend in, and they have to make it like they know what the word is and pretend. And then at the end, you all vote on and debate on who you think is the chameleon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a really fun game. And Zane made ribeyes on the Blackstone. It's literally freezing and raining, but not there in his parka.
I know. He really, man. I was like, Zane, really? Like,
it's the best way to do it, though.
Yeah.
With that many people and big greasy ribeyes and in the kitchen. We got to all eat at the same time.
It was so nice.
Yeah. And so they came out amazing. Yeah. On the Blackstone.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was, it's definitely way more worth it with that many people.
Yeah,
and it was delicious. Yeah. We had a great night.
Definitely did.
Amazing.
And what made you smile today, or what are you looking forward to?
Mine is we had an event at our wedding venue, and it was 11 out of 10. It was so nice. They basically were doing a vendor event. If you got married in the process, you know that a lot of venues will do these events where they'll have a ton of vendors come, DJs, florists, officiants, entertainers, whatever it is, and they just kind of essentially pitch themselves and, you know, try to get you to work with
them.
And we've booked a lot of our stuff, which actually the DJ company that we booked was there, so we got to meet our actual DJ. Like, we were chatting with him and Zane's like, will you be the one to be there? Because, like, we wanted him because we liked him. And he's like, yeah, I'm there on your date. I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So we met our actual DJ and chatted with him. And just, it's nice to get more details in person and meet your vendors in person. It's a lot more personable.
Personal?
Yeah. So, yeah, we got to meet our DJ in person. We got to meet our wedding planner that comes with our venue. And she was amazing. Also met, like, the social media marketer gal. So, like, maybe you might work with her on something, which is really cool. She was really nice. And then our main thing was florals and an officiant. And I think we found both of that, which was amazing. Yeah. Yeah, like, literally the officiant, like, ran us through like literally the speech that he would say. And it was so nice to hear. It was so comforting to see someone that's so passionate and is like, we're going to coordinate with all of your other vendors. We will make sure everything is running smoothly. Like, don't you worry. We got you.
It's amazing.
And I love that feeling. Because mm-hmm. like all I want Zane and I to worry about is enjoying.
Enjoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want everyone else to handle everything else, mm-hmm. you know? And he ran us through, he called it an unplugged ceremony where he's like, I came up with this. And because some people will do, okay, you have 30 seconds, a minute, whatever, right in the beginning, take your phones out, take pictures, and then we're putting them away. Phones free ceremony. Mm-hmm. He's like, I do a little speech, which he ran through the whole speech. No stutters or nothing. He was like on the ball. And he's like, and then right before you're about to do your first kiss and say, I do, because the photographer is taking a picture of you and not the crowd, that is when we allow people to take their photos. And that's the shot. That's the good shot that everyone wants anyway. When you're walking down the aisle, they're going to be blurry, they're going to be crappy. You want the photographer to get that shot with mm-hmm. everyone in the background, not with their phone up in front of their face.
Correct.
And everyone's emotions, too. Like, you want to see everyone's faces, and you want them to be in the moment. So, mm-hmm. it's like she's getting teary-eyed.
Yeah, okay.
So that was really, really comforting. Because he's like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just have, like, my brother do it or my friend do it. And he's like, sure, but also they aren't a professional. They don't really know what they're doing. They don't know how to coordinate with everyone and make sure everything's going timely and get out of the pictures that, and like all these little details that you don't realize.
The behind the scenes, mm-hmm. right?
He was giving us like little tips and tricks of like where to place our hands when we're putting the rings on for the good pictures, like little shit like that, where nice. He's like, you just want it to go smoothly, yeah, you know? Yeah. So that was really comforting. And then the florist, what I really liked is he did say a big thing for me was reusing the flowers that we have in our ceremony in the reception. Because we have a cocktail hour, I think it gives them plenty of time to mm-hmm. reduce, reuse, recycle, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't have to pay for more flowers in both areas.
Right.
And he was like, oh yeah. He's like, we will literally take your bouquet and like put it on the table in a pretty way and like use every little, he's like, I'm not leaving them outside. Mm-hmm. I'm not leaving my flowers out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
So I loved that. And yeah, I just, everyone was so kind there at the end. Cause there was a few different like DJ and entertainment companies. Another one came up to us and he's like, you have your DJ already? I was like, we do. But he was like, beautiful couple, beautiful. He took his hat off. He's like, I mean, I can't even imagine you on the wedding day. Are you kidding me? Beautiful couple. He's like, listen, what are you gonna tell you what to do? You need to take this picture. Like, cause he knew we weren't gonna book with him. Mm-hmm. But then he just sat there and just gave us like so much advice.
That's,
and like,
so,
you know, everyone does this, but you guys gotta do this, all right? Listen. Like talking to us like that.
Did you take notes?
Yeah. But he's like, you're gonna go to every table, you're gonna take a picture with them like that. And then, you know, right after you first dance, you're gonna get everyone to gather, you're gonna get a whole group photo. And he's like giving us this whole like rundown. I was like, you are iconic.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, but overall, it was such a good experience. And we were just walking around going, wow, we are so happy with our decision. Like, that just, like, we loved it, but that just, like, really sealed the deal of we felt so happy and comfortable there. And everyone was just so kind and so accommodating. And yeah, it like really solidified it.
Ah, I was about to use that word.
Wow, that's a big word for us.
Guys, solidified that you guys like picked the right place.
Yeah.
Like it felt like home.
100%.
Like the comfort was there.
I already felt sad pulling away. I'm like, oh, when the wedding's over, we're going to contact any of them ever again. That's so sad.
Not true. You don't know. Maybe it'll be BFFs. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? But I felt that way about, there was something else that I did recently that I was like, I'm sad I'm never going to talk to you again because I really enjoyed this.
Aww.
I don't remember what it was, though. Oh, when we bought the house. Our lender.
Oh.
Our agent. I'm like, I really... But then I invited her to our housewarming party and she didn't show up. So I guess it was a one-sided thing. She's like, yeah, this is what I do. I get all my clients, I reel them in, and they think we're best friends, and then I move on to the next one.
And I sell them the house, and then I'm on. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, it was a beautiful Sunday. It was, like, beautiful spring weather, and then it got rainy, but in the beginning of the day, it was, like, it was such nice. Good vibes. Yeah, such good vibes. So,
And now it's like a hurricane outside. The winds are ridiculous.
How's the weather going to be for our flight? Guys, we're leaving in 2 days. 3 days. Do you consider the day you leave a day? Or no?
It's going to be 62 and partly cloudy.
Oh, I love it.
So do I.
Okay, I'll take that.
We love it. We love it. I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to be prepped so that we can watch Love is Blind at 9 p.m. the night before our flight. We don't have a super early morning flight, so it's not like, you'll be up anyway.
Well.
So it's like, that can be our motivation to be done. Although you're good like that. I feel like you'll be packed and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a last minute bitch.
I think I'll forget things, so I gotta... You know, I haven't packed or been or done anything in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So
well, I'll have to help you with a little checklist.
Like, help me with, like, little things, you know?
Always make a checklist.
Yeah.
Zane is actually, you would think it would be opposite, but Zane is actually way more. I guess it makes sense.
His little note thing. And then
but, like, 3 pairs of socks, 4 t-shirts, 2 pairs of pants. And then when he goes to pack when we leave,
he does the reverse.
He makes sure that it's all in there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, PJs, clothes, undies,
right.
Toothbrush. Like, I'll, like, make a list, like, a general list like that just to make sure I have
and
all the shit I want.
And he's very specific.
Yeah. Well, in my mind, I'm like, when I'm repacking, if I even do unpack, I'm going to know what's mine and, like, where is shit going to go? Mm. Under the bed?
Yeah.
You know? I'm, like, a chronic looker, though. So I'm, like, through the sheets, in the drawers, like, making sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess he saves himself that hassle,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. If you were able to mark your dot,
correct,
you wouldn't have to keep checking
right.
the drawers.
You're right.
But, yeah, he's always been that way, come to think of it. Like, I've always remember him being, like, a very big list taker, like, just, like, with the packing to make sure.
Yeah. You know? I think I packed too much shit. He's like, this is what I need for Saturday. This is what I need for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I need 10 options of shirts and 5 pairs of pants. Pairs of pants!
Pairs of pants. Pairs of glasses. Okay, anyway.
Okay, well, we'll help you with packing stuff.
Yeah.
You just need a little travel stuff. It's easy. You'll be fine. Okay. You have a dress?
Yeah.
Oh! I didn't know. Am I allowed to see? Is it black?
It's black with like a over something.
Cute! Where'd you get it?
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of grammarish, but it's okay.
That's fine.
Because I feel
comfortable
okay
in it. Yeah.
It's not tight and form fitting.
You want
to
be comfortable.
It's like loose and hanging. And I'm not confident about myself right now. So why put myself in a spot where I'm going to feel even more so uncomfortable? So even though it's funny, because if you look at the dress that Amy's mom wore on their wedding, it's that but black.
Amy's mom
on the wedding,
she had like short reddish hair.
Yeah
I don't even know, I'd have to go look.
So it's I was sitting there, I'm like, because I had just showed Aaliyah the dress, and then I was showing Aaliyah Amy, because I think Amy's laugh sounds like Aaliyah's best friend.
Okay.
So I was going forward through, and she's like, Ma, is that your dress in a different color? Or I think
like,
I saw
like the exact
like,
dress?
It looks exactly the same.
Where did you get it
mine's
from?
Mine's black. Somewhere.
What? You don't want to say. Okay.
Just a store.
Okay.
A store.
You don't have to be ashamed.
But she... Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I think that's my dress in a different color. And Ali was like, I was just about to ask you that. And so we think it is the same dress, but mine is black. And then the over thing is like
a little shawl.
It's a shimmer of something, like goldish, reddish, pinkish, maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
A little color. Cute.
And I'm so pasty white on my legs, so I think I'm going to actually have to get pantyhose.
I can't help you self-tan.
The last time I got pantyhose.
Hello, I'm self-tan queen.
Yeah, but...
You scared?
I'm scared. So I think I'm going to actually have to buy pantyhose.
That's fine.
My straightener broke yesterday, but you said you'll take yours. But I'm like, duh, yeah. I need one anyway. So I have to get a straightener. And
you can get like a good cheap one at like Marshall's.
Ever needs a shirt still.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you can go to Marshall's for both of those things.
Yeah.
There you
or
go.
Even Burlington... There's a Burlington that opened up not too far from here now. And I think they have like...
There you go.
You know, because everyone's going to wear it once and probably never wear the shirt again. So like they have like, you know, more affordable probably.
Yeah. Ones.
But also Marshalls does too. So you're right.
Yeah.
So yeah, somewhere over there we'll go checking and shopping.
Nice.
Not that we're waiting to the very last minute.
Not at all.
Not at all. This weekend, you know... Last week and this weekend, we were planning on doing a lot. And then, unfortunately, his mom got very ill and passed. And it's just been very, very difficult and time-consuming, you know. And, you know.
Yeah.
So, now it's like, okay, game on. We got shit to do.
Yeah.
So, I know even Aaliyah today, she's home, guys. Yay, so excited. She's home. And, like, today I'm not going to see her because she's going to do whatever she's got to go do. So, I won't even see her today. So,
yeah.
Maybe tonight, whenever comes home, we'll just go get the shirts or whatever he needs.
Yeah.
And
you know, wear your little strap, those little strap heels.
Yeah,
those are nice and comfortable.
That's it. They're comfortable.
I'm going for comfortable shoes too.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my clear ones that are like this high.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, cute.
We're going to be outside too.
Yeah.
I can't wear like a stiletto. I'm going to go right into the grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be wearing flats because your whole heel will sink right in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really, really looking forward to it. Like you were saying even last night about like all of us being together. It's gonna be so nice.
So crazy.
Definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was talking to Zane about it. And I say the word weird and it's not the right word, but I don't know how else to describe it. It's gonna be like, I guess like surreal is kind of like a better, nicer word of like, whoa, like my fiance's side of the family is flying to Texas. We're gonna be with my parents in an Airbnb and we're going to be seeing my sister's house in Texas and attending her wedding. That's so crazy.
It is.
That's wild.
It really is.
I don't feel
it's
like
crazy
because
we're family.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm so excited. I'm so glad that you and Ever are coming. I know it's a lot, a destination wedding. So I'm thankful that you guys are doing that for my sister.
Absolutely. We wouldn't miss it.
It's going to be so fun.
Yay.
Anywho's, all right, well, that's what we've been up to, and it's been a hot motherfucking minute since we've done advice, so we are gonna jump right into it. We actually have some pretty unique ones. I feel like I don't know what we're gonna get to today particularly, but I see some subject lines that are just really intriguing to me. So
this first one is all about you because it's nice and long. And my
the advice about...
Yeah,
okay.
The advice about...
Blank line, it says. Hell, I don't even know how to word it. Okay, so let's dive into it, you guys. Hi, ladies. First off, I want to say that I really enjoy the podcast and I love the relationship that you two have formed. It's truly uplifting. It always reminds me to look around and see what I'm thankful for.
Thank you.
I'm not even sure where to begin because the last year and a half has been really rough. I guess a little information before I get into it. My husband was previously married and he has two adult children with his ex that all live in Texas. Oh my God, weird. We're just talking about Texas.
We're just talking about Texas.
We have three together and we live in Florida. Things were never good between the two of them due to parental alienation, resentment, and just plain old pettiness. 3 years ago, they were able to mend their relationship. His ex even apologized for all the stuff that she did to the kids and him. We now had a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, and a granddaughter that his son had adopted. We now had a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, and that his son had adopted? Are you getting this?
Yeah. So one of his adult children from his ex is married and adopted his wife's son.
Understood.
Or child. I don't know. Did she say granddaughter? Oh, granddaughter. So,
okay. Yeah,
her son, her husband's son, adopted his wife's daughter.
Okay. Got that, guys? It's probably irrelevant anyway to the story. We got to meet them and go on vacations. And most importantly, our three kids were also able to form awesome relationships with their sister and brother. Life was good.
Oh.
Unfortunately, his son passed away in August of 2022 in a motorcycle accident. Hearing those words over the phone was the worst moment in our lives. From that moment, we sat all that bullshit to the side. It doesn't matter. Our other four children and granddaughter are our priority. My husband and I always checked in with the ex because we knew that her support system wasn't the greatest. At the beginning, it was almost every day, then weekly video calls with his ex and granddaughter. Side note about this, sometimes I'd be busy and wouldn't be a part of these conversations, but could hear them talking. She would also send tons of photos of their granddaughter, and we even talked about having Christmas together this year. We've created something beautiful that I wish their son could have witnessed. We also made some huge changes in our life, and the major one was that my husband's job let him stop traveling for the next year. It was so much needed. It was much needed to help focus on the kids and for us to process his death. Anyways, things changed this October. The text started getting short, got fewer photos, and the calls were non-existent. We figured that she's trying to move on with her new normal and accepted it for what it was. Then November rolled around. His ex's mom called and asked if everything was okay with us because of something his ex had said to her. Apparently, she told her mom that the two of them have been secretly talking on a weekly basis when he's been out of town for work for the last year without her husband or I knowing. They're supposedly in love with each other and they want to get back together. However, her husband has been so supportive since their son passed away and she just can't hurt him like that. So she's cut all communication with my husband. At first, I was like, wow, her mom is real quick to make something up so crazy. Then the more I think about this, why would her mom make up something so bizarre? Is his ex making this up for attention? Or is this an excuse if her husband doesn't like her talking with the ex she trashed for so many years and is now sharing this grief with him? Maybe she means that she's secretly speaking to him without her husband knowing? Obviously, I know it's completely BS since he hasn't been traveling for work. While we put everything to the side, I know he's pretty disgusted with the fact that she's telling people this, but it explains why everything just stopped out of the blue. To make it even more awkward, she's still texting me to ask how we're doing and how is life. Only me. I've tried just staying quiet, but part of me wants to ask her about it. The holidays were close by, and it wasn't a good time if they were really going to be here. The other part of me says just leave it alone because I don't want the drama. I want to honor their son and continue to be in a good place, not only for us, but for our kids, so that they continue to have a normal relationship with each other without having that weird topic lingering. How do I even bring this up to her? Is it even worth it? Don't get me wrong, because part of me just wants to say, hey, bitch, get back in your lane. I just don't want things to go back to the way that they used to be. Also, we don't want to lose that connection with our granddaughter, especially when it feels like it's slowly dwindling away. Any advice? I just feel so lost.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Wow. Personally, if I can just put in my two cents real quick, I would 1000% say something to her. I just would, because I think it's something that clearly you can't stop thinking about. And to be quite frank, I think it's a her problem, because clearly you said your husband has not been out of town. You know that he's been on these calls. She's probably just lying to her husband about it. So really, it's a her issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's something that's going to ruin your relationship, but I think it's something that you want to get off your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I think too, like, I mean, why is she doing this? Who knows, you know, but
that's what I'm saying. It's on her.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to say, don't even bother with it, but I agree. If it's on your mind,
yeah,
it's on you. Why not just release it to get it off your chest? So maybe asking is, like, will be just the solve all for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, why? Like, she probably doesn't expect you to be able to call her out for this either. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that if you just ask her, she might just be, you know, she'll stumble on her words, because how do you explain what you're doing, you know, mm-hmm, or what you're putting out there? But as long as, like Liz said, you know your husband's not traveling, you know it's not true, whatever have yeah. you.
She's lying to her husband.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's just a little bizarre.
Yeah, it's interesting, because she admitted that she's still in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she cut off all the contact. But she's still reaching out to her. But so it like him. Puts her in this awkward position of, I know why you're doing this.
Yeah.
Because your mom told me.
Right. It's like if her mom didn't tell her, it'd be like, no. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's like, it's a very like interesting dynamic. What in the fuck? Okay, love you, bye.
it really is, but I think, like, your relationship is stable. Like you said, you thought for a quick second, and you're like, wait, he don't travel. I know him better anyway. I don't know what her reasoning. Why would you do that? Why would you say what you had to say and now, like, even avoid contacting him? You know what I'm, like, I understand her. Because she can't
help not being in love with him.
But... yeah, I guess.
Like she's trying, I think she's trying to do the right thing. And like, I don't need to talk to my ex if I still have feelings for him because I want to respect my new husband.
Yeah.
And she was trying to hide it from the new husband. So the new husband is probably not happy with it.
Rightfully so, I guess, right?
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I just think, like Liz said,
like Liz said, I think just to get it off your chest and just let her be aware that you know what she said and what she's saying, you know, like just clear the air.
Yeah, like I mean, you said you just want to be like, hey, bitch, get back in your lane. Like, I wouldn't approach it that way, but I would say, like, if you can find it deep down in your heart to maybe see it from the side of she's trying to do the right thing, where she still wants to be on good terms, but for herself, she's trying to take a step back from him because of those feelings that she has. So, you know, I think it would be a different story if she was still reaching out to him in an inappropriate way. That would be a problem. So I think what she did, maybe she could have went about it better, because just to cut off, you know, communication is just like, oh, okay, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she should have just been open and honest and like, hey, listen, we have kids together and, or they've stepped. No, they have kids together, they have kids, right?
Together, yeah.
Yeah, be like, listen, we have kids together. There's just so much history here, and it's just really hard for me. I want to be respectful to my marriage, and it's just something that
It's just easier.
It's easier to not do this anymore. Yeah, I thought I could, and I can't.
Right.
So she definitely could approach it that way, but I think that's something that you can now approach it in that way to her, in like, hey, just want you know, I don't know if this is overstepping boundaries, but your mom did tell us why you took a step back. I appreciate you doing that. Like, if you can find it in your heart to be like, I appreciate you taking a step back instead of, you know.
But don't punish the kids and the granddaughter. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Liz? You're so smart.
Stop. Best of luck. That's a sticky one.
Okay.
This one's tiny font.
I think I'll try it. How's that? Guys, my eyes.
Up to you. I don't mind.
Let me try. Kind of drag a big girl pants on today. Okay, divorce before 30. Hi, Liz and Jerry. I want to start by saying I absolutely love your podcast. I have been listening since the beginning. My husband and I have been married for 9 years, and we have 3 beautiful children. We have a business together, just bought a house last year. Everything was okay. And it wasn't great, but it was okay. He isn't loving towards me, and he doesn't help me with any housework, and he's never changed any diapers. He doesn't believe in going out as a family. He won't watch our own children when I need to run errands. I always have to take all 3 with me wherever I go.
That doesn't sound okay at all.
Not at all. I've learned to live like that and accept it. I just really wanted our children to have their father in their lives. On a more intimate level, he would never, ever kiss me. Months, years would pass, and nothing.
What?
I also thought, well, that's just the way he is, and I have to accept it. We would have sex almost daily, so our life wasn't lacking that. There were so many rules. There were so many rules. Yes. Oh, that just annoys me. Sorry. There were so many rules I would have for myself that I would try to follow to make him happy. But no matter how hard I tried, he would always treat me like shit and like I said before, I just accepted it. I wanted a different life for my children. I wanted them to grow up with their father. Moving forward, a few days ago, a woman messages me. And says, hi, I know you don't know me, but I need to tell you something. My heart literally broke in that second. I already knew what was coming. I replied, hello, yes. And she took about 30 minutes to reply, which I felt was like an eternity. When she finally replied, she said that she's been seeing my husband for over 7 months. I was shocked, but at the same time, was I really? I asked her, did she mean she says that they've been seeing each other often or... And that she says it's not fair how he's using her and me and sent me a picture of her with him. When I saw the picture, I fell to my knees, bawling. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I was shaking. I felt that my world was crumbling apart. I quickly confronted him, and he didn't deny anything. He was just very apologetic. But to me, he's just sorry he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
You're smart enough to know that. I'm proud of you for that. He said that she has been blackmailing him for quite some time, saying that he needed to leave me to be with her, and saying that he can forget about his children with me, and she can give him children too. He told her that he would never he told her that would never happen to leave him alone, and that's when she decided to tell me. I've been crying every single day since I found out. He's been begging for forgiveness, saying that he will change everything about him to please take him back. I feel lost. I don't see my life without him. I haven't worked in years to be a stay-at-home mom. Where would I even begin? But I also don't see myself with him, as he's hurt me so much, and I'm just lost on what to do. I've talked to friends and family. Some say leave, you'll figure it out. Others say stay, you're going to lose it all that you have fought so hard to get for another woman to go enjoy. I honestly don't care about anything. I just want to be loved and be happy. I'm sorry for the long email. I just wanted to get some things off my chest. Any advice would be very helpful. Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, I'm so angry.
I think that this is so unforgivable. And I think that 7 months in a relationship with someone else is absurd. Absurd. He was not going to tell you.
He is just mad that he got caught.
He's mad that he got caught. He said, oh, just leave me alone now. I don't want to tell her. Just forget about it. He was never going to tell you if she didn't message you.
Yeah.
You would have never known. Mm-hmm. And I think that just in the first beginning few sentences,
take the cheating off the table.
He sounds terrible.
No taking care of kids.
To be blunt.
I mean, I hate to say this, and I've brought up my ex a million times. This definitely sounds like my ex. Never there for the kids, never changed diapers or gave bottles, and just never helped around the house, never wanted to do anything as a family. You know, it sounds all very, very familiar. And I got to a point where I literally said, like, what the fuck am I married for?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, my kids, I've said it on this podcast. I remember Zane, fifth grade graduation, his teacher seeing and never knowing that I was married.
Yeah.
Because...
yeah, that's not a relationship that you should
be in. Are you not a PTA, a parent teacher? How does the school not know that Zane had a daddy at that point? You know what I'm saying? So I just realized that and I want you to realize that you're doing it all for these three. You every little errand you run, you have three kids in tow. It's like you can't even have your own kids watch your own husband watch his own kids.
Just so that's you can a problem. Fucking just run an errand for a minute. Like
go
you,
get a gallon of milk. No, nope. You gotta take three kids, strap them in the car. It's like a two hour thing just to go get a container of milk. Yeah. You know, because their dad won't watch them.
Yeah, that's a problem.
You know, it's a big problem. And you know, like you said, you stayed because you wanted your kids to have a father. Your kids are going to have a father regardless, because my kids still have their dad.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, it'll be different, but...
when they get older, it's their thing to go through.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I think my kids have a lot of respect for... I think my kids have more respect for me now than if I would have stayed in the marriage for the wrong reasons.
For sure.
You know? They would, like, what the hell are you doing? So
then they would have been now around an unhealthy relationship, and that's not good for your kids.
Right. So that's how you got to look at it, you know? And you seem to like know in your heart that this isn't what you want. Even before you brought up the whole cheating thing with the 7-month relationship, it seemed like you were very unhappy and miserable in that relationship anyway. I was also a stay-at-home mom. Stayed a little bit longer than I should have because I was like, what the hell am I going to do? How am I going to do it? It'll work. It always works. You just have to, you know, you just got to bite the bullet, so to speak, and just do it.
Trust
you know?
The process. Like, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know how old your kids are, but no matter what the age, you could figure out how to make it work. You know, mm-hmm. It's scary. The unknown, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I think also, too, it's so important when you do get in a relationship like this to make sure you have something for yourself, too. I know Jerry went through that with me even because I was, like, almost going to rely on Zane, too. I didn't have anything going for myself, and that's such an important thing is to have that, independentness mm-hmm. to you, independency, because you don't want something absurd like this to happen and then you have nothing for yourself.
A tough lesson, you know, and it was an expensive lesson for me to learn, but I learned it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I didn't learn it for me, but if I could have given you or Aaliyah, right. She has that same like I want to be completely independent. Yep. And if I choose a partner, that partner is going
to
be alongside me.
Yep. To enhance
not relying
me.
On me not relying on them.
Yep.
And I think that's so, so important, you know. And then listen, that doesn't mean that one parent can't choose to stay home and be a stay-at-home parent. That's not what it is. It's like just being able to have that
some backup
capability.
Plans.
Yes, yes, the capability, because when we fall on our face, it hurts, you know? Mm-hmm. And I did, but I dusted my knees off and I'm mm-hmm. good. I mean, I have great children that I think are doing very good for themselves. And it was rough and it will be rough. It's not just easy, you know, pretty. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. And you're going to have days that you're going to doubt if you made the right decisions or not, but you have to trust your heart. And, you know, the biggest thing I've said, the decision for me to finally make that decision to leave, because we were talking about it, we went through marriage counseling, and it finally got to me where I felt like he was always able to manipulate me and change my mind onto things. But when I saw him starting to do it on the kids, it was over a fucking turkey sandwich and tuna fish. I will never forget it. But that was the day that literally was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. My kids deserve better. My kids deserve, if they want a turkey sandwich, to have a turkey sandwich and not be manipulated into making them think that they want a tuna sandwich. And as silly as it seems, that was the day that I was like, that's it. That's mm-hmm. it for me. I can't do it anymore because my kids should be able to have a voice. Mm-hmm. My voice was stifled. I allowed him to stifle me. Like, it didn't matter. My opinion didn't matter. Like, it seems like this, like, she had her rules, right? That she had to do everything to try to please him, and it was never enough.
Yeah.
Why are you putting rules on yourself to try to please him and you're never enough? The man doesn't give you not even a kiss for months and years at a time. Like, that's so
I know.
So
I hate
sad.
That she said, too, it wasn't great, but it was okay. Like, trust your gut. Don't go into a marriage or having kids if you're like, it'll get better.
Okay. No.
Don't do that.
No.
Trust your gut. Like, you want to be going into that shit knowing wholeheartedly that that is the person that is for you. Mm-hmm. And if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. You know, like,
yes.
With big things like that, like getting married and having children, don't go into it being like, yeah, it's good. I'm comfortable.
We'll work through it.
No.
It's just adding more to it.
Yeah. But you're adding more stress. It's not going to fix things.
Right. But I think that your mind is already made up on what you need to do. I think he's begging for forgiveness because it's, like you said, he's got caught. She called him out on his bullshit to you. So I think you need to follow your gut and reach out to possible resources in your area to help you, and they will help you get back up on your feet. I don't know if you have family that can help out with the kids, maybe get a job. You will be able to do it. Anybody, but I'm just empowering her right now. We women can do anything that we put our mind to, and especially for our children. You're going to be stronger than you've ever imagined yourself being. And that's all I got to say. And I wish you the best of luck.
Loves it. Someone give you eyelash advice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay. What do y'all think? Hi, ladies. My name is... Oh, she wants us to say her name. My name is Ashley. Yes, you can. I repeat, can say my name. Hi, Ashley. I'll keep this short and sweet. My husband and I have been married for 7 years and have a daughter that's a little over a year and a half. My birthday's on Valentine's Day. My husband didn't get me or my daughter anything on that day, nor did he plan anything. Not even flowers. His excuse is always that he's just not good at these things. But I personally don't think it's that fucking hard. Anyways, I'm just mad and I wanted to vent, but I love you ladies and I hope you'll continue to thrive.
That's sad.
She signed Sashley. Because she's sassy.
She's a sassy Ashley. Sassy Ashley.
This needs to be talked about.
Do that test.
The love language test?
Yes. Because if he knows if
how important it is to you.
Right. Mm. Exactly. Because I've always said that. It took my man a lot of years, but he finally got it. He finally got it. But I think doing that, the love language test is important because
100%,
you know, he might need something completely opposite that you need. And if he's thinking that by telling you you're beautiful, that that's what you need and that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, maybe seeing this on the computer screen himself, he'll be like, oh, shit. Got it. Yeah. Thanks.
And also it's really not that fucking hard to go buy a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah. No, it's not.
There's
but
no
I think
brain power involved.
I think, I mean, you love your wife and you realize what your life's needs and wants are, you know, seeing it rather than just hearing her, because I know I tend to go into nag mode, nag, and they just tune us out at that point. You know what I'm saying? So maybe him seeing it, taking the test, seeing it, it might just actually be like, oh,
word.
Got it.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Relationship advice. Hola, ladies. Holla, Jerry. I'm struggling in my relationship. I love you.
I just love you.
I love you. She's like, don't bring it up, you bitch.
No, but I do.
We made a realization.
Not that way.
We made a realization about Jerry yesterday. All of us kids. Those kids. It was just so funny.
It is very true, but not in this case.
You don't want me to talk about it?
No, you can.
Okay, Jerry does this. Jerry does this thing where, like, I'm sure you guys have heard it on the podcast. What did Zane say? He said it so perfectly. It wasn't passive, was it? Pity. I love you. Where, like, if I'm saying to Jerry, you know, you really need to, like, go to the eye doctor. You need to do this. She'll go, I love you.
Alyssa. Which is basically like, leave me the fuck alone.
Shut the fuck up. But she did it yesterday with something. Like, Zane was going to go get you something. And you're just like, no, I don't need it. And he's like, Ma, I love you, Zane.
I love you, Zane.
Like, you stupid fuck.
Enough. No, really, it's
but
fine.
He said it. But he said, why do you do pity, I love yous? Me and Aaliyah went, she does.
Yeah, it finally like connected. That's how they all have wanted to explain it.
I'm like, she does fucking do that.
Listen, but I really did love him. I really do love him. I just didn't need whatever he was wanting me to do. You know?
But most of the time, it's something you do need. And that's why you're like, I love you. I love you. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It's better than whatever. I used to say whatever, and everybody hated when I said whatever. So I love you is a lot better than whatever.
Oh, it is better than, right? Than whatever.
But when
it means the same exact
said,
thing.
When you said, hola, Jerry. Holla. I mean, hola. Hola, ladies. Holla. And I did, I love you.
I really do
because she's staying on top of it.
Yeah, I don't think that was a pity I love you. It just reminded me of you doing that.
It was like, I love you because like, I'll never.
Well, last night
down.
She had literally a fucking ocular migraine, and we were trying to give her medicine,
And I took the medicine. No, Zane is like stressing me out more than I was already stressed out.
Well, Zane's just a worrier.
I know.
Okay, anyways.
Especially, I mean, we did just leave Ever's mom, so. I get it. I worried myself a little bit. Not going to lie. I went to the bathroom. I was like panicking a little bit. I'm like.
But she won't admit it. She'll just go, I love you.
But y'all saw right through my eyes.
For some reason, I don't know why you refuse to say, to admit it.
Anyways. I mean, I admitted it today. I said, now that last night has passed, I was a little nervous, okay?
Okay. Anyways.
Anyways, okay. Let's get back to I love you. I do love you.
Alyssa has to go get her teeth cleaned. Okay. Why the fuck I scheduled that for today? I don't know. Okay. I'm struggling in my relationship. It's been about 6 months of a hard time. We're not seeing eye to eye on like anything anymore, from big things to small things. We were always on the same page about marriage and kids, wanting to take that step. We're about 2 to 3 years into our relationship. Well, now we're 3 years in and I've started to have these conversations with him and he's fully changed up on me. Now he's unsure of when he wants marriage, if he wants marriage, when or if. And not exactly when he wants to start. Not sure exactly when he starts wants to start trying for kids. He's about to be 35. I'm turning 28 in a week. We're not seeing eye to eye on literally anything for marriage. When to start a family. Who's taking the garbage out. I was trying to write in about all of that shit, but it's way too much for me to type out. So I'm just going to ask your advice on this. Which, it seems like a silly question now that I'm typing it. My entire relationship, the one thing that's been the hardest has been making a conversation. I'm not talking about tough or hard conversation. I just mean like little nonsense back and forth kind of banter. My boyfriend is a very low-key, quiet kind of guy who doesn't talk much to literally anyone for that matter. He's like known as the guy who doesn't say much with his friends and family, which I've loved about him in the beginning because my ex was such a talker. It drove me nuts at times. But now that I've gotten so far into this relationship, it's becoming too much sometimes. And I feel like I'm crazy for wanting easy, laid-back combos with my partner. He tells me that we don't need to have something to talk about 24/7. If I want to chit chat, go talk to one of my friends. But I believe that your partner is your best friend and should want to chit chat with you about everything and pay attention and engage with you. When I try to chit chat with him, he's just looking and listening, but he doesn't engage and say anything back. And it makes me feel like I'm talking to my damn self. Hmm. I admire both of your relationships and I specifically compare my relationship to Alyssa and Zane all the time. I'm your number one YouTube fan, LOL. Oh, thank you. I feel like Zane is always attentive and interacting with Alyssa and I'm always like, wow, it's so cute how much Zane cares. My question is, both of your relationships, do you guys always have stuff to talk about with your partner? Is it easy or do you struggle sometimes to make a conversation? I'm aware that there's not always going to be stuff to talk about, but simple stuff like while you're cooking dinner or driving in the car, if I point out like, oh, I like that car, he won't respond. Or if I say, wow, that food you're making looks great, I get to comment back. I get no comment back. I get so upset because I'm like, do you even like me? Like talking to me or give two shits about me at all? He says that I can, because I make statements and I don't say anything that requires a response. Please help. Sincerely, a struggling girlfriend.
This is so sad.
So
can
sad.
Can I tell you what else I think is sad? I mean, I know this person, your name, there's more than one person with your name, but I really think this is the couple that I was like, I know, I hope it's not you.
What?
Nothing. Forget it.
Connecting it to another email?
Yes. Of another person with that same name. And I looked at them. I'm like, damn, you a hot fucking couple.
Oh.
And if it's you guys, I'm going to be devastated because that picture of you guys, I thought you were hot shits. And I thought you guys were going to be forever and ever. So I hope that this is a different you. But if it is you, I'm really sorry that you're going through this because it seemed like such a different thing the last time you wrote in.
I have a lot to say on this. I'm very passionate about this. Zane and I love talking. It's one of our favorite things to do. Throughout the day, if I'm just sitting in here editing, he comes and sits in one of these chairs and we chit chat. And throughout the day, we're always like going to each other and just checking in and just talking and talking. And we pretty much every day when we're up, we talk about what we have planned for that day, what we're going to eat for dinner, what's going on, what time do you have this? Like we're always communicating and like coordinating with each other all the time. And I think that's really important in a relationship. Actually, funny story, the day that he proposed, we went out to a lunch and the energy was kind of like, ooh, he's going to do it. I kind of know he's going to do it. And at that lunch, it was the first time in our whole relationship where we were like So what are we talking about? Like trying to like come up with like random ass conversations.
Trying to
because we were like nervous a little bit, like our butterflies were there, you know? And we laugh about it now because we're like, we never can shut the fuck up. So that was like a telltale sign that we both knew something was up, because at that lunch we were just like, yeah, this is really good.
The weather. Yeah, it's weathering.
Yeah, but like now, like any other day, we're like, can't shut the fuck up. We're talking about the most random shit or really deep conversations. Like we're always chatting. And I think it's so important that conversation just feels so effortless and easy with your partner, because it's one of the maybe the most important thing in a relationship is communication about anything. However, I will say on the other hand, I think it's also good that you have comfortable silence. Sometimes we're driving and we're just enjoying each other's presence and we're not chit-chatting. And she's swiping sweat off of her forehead.
No, I was like, damn, I think me and Ever are pretty good, but we can go on car rides where it's just like...
But not awkwardly.
No, not awkwardly.
Yeah.
You know what? When she wrote that, like, she could go, oh, I like that car, and then there's no response.
That's
I'm a like,
problem.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, so, yes, because there were times of dead silence between Ever and I when we're driving in the car, and it's just like, you know, I'm looking at the road, he's looking out the window,
you're
or
just
whatever.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But, yeah, when she said that there's no response, that's where I find it not to be okay. Also... Yeah. The whole marriage kid thing that you guys were so on the same page and now the pages are changing. And it's okay because that's what happens, you know? But you gotta now decide how important those things are for you and whether what if it didn't happen. Because if he's changing his mind about certain things or pushing the time later and later and later, is that something that you're gonna want to do? Because you said you're 28 now, he's 35. If he's not wanting to do any of this anytime soon, is that a sacrifice that you're willing to make to stay with him? You know?
I think you, not even just those big topics, but even just this little topic of you want to be a chit-chatter. You want to chit-chat all the time. And I don't think that I don't know if we would have lasted, Zane and I, this long if we both weren't chit-chatters, because it's one of our favorite things is to just, we'll literally walk into the room and be like, just wanted to chit-chat with you about random shit. Or like, we'll just say something and we'll just be like, that had nothing to do with anything, but I just wanted to tell you. Last night, I was brushing my teeth, and Zane said, oh, yeah, I have my oil change tomorrow at 11, because we were talking about dinner, and I was like, oh, that's so early. He's like, yeah, I just wanted to tell you. Like, that's just how we are. And it sounds like she wants someone like that. So there's no, like, right or wrong. Like, if you both like to be quiet and, like, whatever. Right. But if you're, like, saying something and he's not engaging with you at all.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
Yeah, I think that you're probably going to want someone that chats with you and not someone that's like, well, you just said something and I have nothing to say to that.
And you know, another thing is that I was thinking is she said that her ex was super chatty Kathy. So when she got with him and he wasn't, so it was kind of refreshing. He also may have had a similar maybe his ex was a little quiet, so when you first came along, maybe that was exciting for him, and maybe now he's like, oh,
right.
Maybe you both are like,
totally,
you know.
Yeah,
so it's tough, but I think you need to have these conversations and really, really decide, because you're 3 years into a relationship and now future outlooks are changing and stuff like that. I think you really need to decide, like, where are you going with this?
Totally.
But, you know, hey, I like to chit chat, I like responses. And you know, same thing with him. Like, you know, you guys need to just be completely honest and transparent with each other, I think, to be able to move forward in a healthy relationship.
Yeah, totally. I agree. If you can't chit-chat, you're not for me. Chatty Cathy's over here. All right, well, I love that. Loved that. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. And have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday. A little shorter today. I gotta run. Sorry.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.